Well, we're back at the Best Activity Center in Poplar Bluff. Mineral Area College against Three Rivers tonight. Mineral Area trying to avoid the sweep at the hands of the Three Rivers Raiders. The Cardinals have lost one game inside Region 16, and that was back on January 2nd at home. It was Coach Luke Streggy's first taste of Region 16 basketball, and it was a sour taste. 86-82 was the final in that one. They played to a 44 tie in the first half, 44-44, and then 42-38. Three Rivers outscored the Cardinals in the second half. And Three Rivers had four players in double figures that game, Jamiro Spain being one of them, 23 points, 16 points from Cameron Redis, 13 from Eustace, who is going to Ole Miss next year, and 16 points for Gabe Grant, who came off the bench. Of course, Gene Best leads the Three Rivers Raiders, one of the best coaches in college basketball at any level, and his resume pretty much says all you need to know. 1,229 wins, 1,229 and 352, winning nearly 80% of his games, averaging about 27 wins per year. Gene Best, a legend, certainly around these parts. He leads the Three Rivers Raiders, and I don't think he has ever had a losing season at Three Rivers. He's led them to 17 tournament appearances. That's national tournament appearances, where his career mark is 41-19. They've reached the Final Four nine times while winning two national championships, those coming in 79 and 92. They defeated Mercer in the 92 championship and Butler County, or they beat Mercer in the first one and then Butler County, Kansas, in the second one. So, boy, he has his teams ready to go each and every year, and this seems to be one of his better teams. Certainly in the preseason polls, the Raiders were the best-ranked team out of Region 16 coming into it, but nobody could have imagined what Mineral Area was going to do this year. Under a first-year head coach with a completely new team, Luke Streggy has his team ranked ninth in the nation and 24-3 overall and 5-1 in Region 16, winners now of seven straight. They haven't lost a game since January 2nd when they lost to Three Rivers by 4 points. We'll get you the starting lineups and we'll have a little bit more pregame coverage when we come back. But right now it's time for the national anthem from the Best Activity Center. So we'll step aside out of respect for our country for 2 minutes on the Talk of the Parkland, AM 800 KREI.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593 because MAC is your next step.
Are you looking for a law firm who has experience and can answer your questions? Hi, I'm Bryce Sechrist, a partner in the law firm of Williams & Sechrist at Park Hills. We're a local firm and we care about our clients. Our firm has experience working with clients in estate planning, bankruptcy, social security, family court, and more. Whatever your legal needs, check us out online at williamsandsechrist.com or call us at 431-5592. That's 431-5592.
The choice of an attorney is an important one and should not be based solely on advertising.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes the throat roll! They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throat roll. Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
National anthem is in the books, and we're just about ready for our second Crown Collision Center opening tip-off of the night between the Three Rivers Raiders and the Mineral Area College Cardinals. Mack at 24-3, ranked ninth in the country, but having already lost this season one time to the Three Rivers Raiders. In the previous meeting, we told you about how some of the Raiders were able to perform. Mineral Area also had four in double figures. Got a good game from Joshua Trent. He had scored 15 in that game. Daniel Norrell with 15, Montel Goodwin with 14, and Kellyon Williams came off the bench with 11 points. But Elliott Sentence only had four, and Giovanni Harrell only had four. They'd like to get a little bit better contributions from those two guys in this contest. Mineral Area shot 46%, but Three Rivers was just better, 49% from the floor and 42% from beyond the arc. Mineral Area was 36% from beyond the arc. Mineral Area is a team that can score the points, 85 points per game. Three Rivers averages 89 points per game. The Cardinals shoot 50% from the floor, astronomical. Three Rivers right behind at 45%. The Cardinals are 39% on the season from beyond the arc. Three Rivers 36%. And the Raiders are a slightly better free throw shooting team at 68% compared to 65% for Mineral Area. Cardinals will have a tough go of it on the glass against these big Three Rivers Raiders. Raiders average 45 rebounds per game. Mineral Area just a minuscule 34 rebounds per game. And then the Cardinals dish it out with 16 assists per game compared to Three Rivers and 17 assists per game. Let's get to the starting lineups, and we'll start with the Cardinals, who are the visiting team, of course, down here in Poplar Bluff tonight. And it's the same normal starters for them. Joshua Trent, also Montel Goodwin, Elliott Sentence, Daniel Norrell, and Giovanni Harrell. Mineral Area College trying to get to 8-1. Or rather 6-1, excuse me, in Region 16 play. And if they win, they will clinch the top seed in Region 16. So those are your Mineral Area College starters. Now time for the Three Rivers Raiders. And they usually get into it down here at Poplar Bluff for their Three Rivers Raiders. And they've got several guys who can fill it up, including Gabe Grant, who's their leading scorer at 18.9 points per game. Cameron Redis at 17.8 points per game. Jamiro Spain at 12.4 points per game. And Eustace Hermanovicius at 11.9 points per game and is also their top rebounder at 9.2 rebounds per game. We'll also thank a few sponsors. Their last starter, by the way, is Dominique Alexander at 5.9 points per game. But we'll thank some sponsors while they continue to announce the starting lineups, and they include Earth Mother Health Foods of Farmington, Brad Wooten Autobody of Ironton, Fleegs Equipment of St. Genevieve, Home Pools and Spas in Ludington, Crown Collision Center of Farmington, and New Era Bank of Farmington. Final score coming in from the third place game of the MAAA basketball tournament on the boys' side, and that saw St. Genevieve with the victory over Valley Catholic, 56-53. So they're into the girls' championship now between Central and Fredericktown. Those games over on J98. The boys' championship will be between Central and Farmington. Our score from earlier tonight had the Mack women on top of Three Rivers, 70-55. And then it was the State Fair Roadrunners with a victory over Moberly, 77-67. And we know that the Crowder Lady Rough Riders were able to get a win against the Jefferson College Vikings earlier tonight, and that score was 86-77. We're just about set and ready to go. Mineral Area College is wearing the red uniforms, black letters, white numbers on the fronts and backs of the jerseys, black trim, the black MAC spelled out on the left thigh. Gold uniforms for the Three Rivers Raiders with black numbers, black letters as well, and black trim. Coming to center court for the opening tip-off, Giovanni Harrell for Mineral Area College. And it looks like he's going to go up against Dominique Alexander for Three Rivers. Dominique goes 6'7". Giovanni Harrell goes 6'7". Giovanni Harrell hasn't lost a whole lot of opening tip-offs, though. This is brought to you by Crown Collision Center in Farmington. Giovanni Harrell's got his hand on it, but he's going to knock it out of bounds. He went up high to get it, but nobody was back there when he swatted it back. Three Rivers Raiders will get the start with the basketball And it will be the Cardinals going right to left, Three Rivers going from left to right. The Raiders to Trigger on this inbound play with Jamiro Spain. Three Rivers also feature a player on their roster who is a nephew of Scottie Pippen, and he'll get in the game coming off the bench. A lob to the low post off the inbound, and Gabe Grant goes up strong to get it and then pumps it in on the right side, and Three Rivers quickly and easily has a quick 2-0 lead over the Cardinals. Elliott Sittons takes it in the front court on a dribble weave handoff. Goes to Javonte Harrell. Harrell throws it right side of the arc for Montel Goodwin. Back to Yashua Trent near side. Takes one dribble, then tries to bounce it baseline for Daniel Norrell, but threw it out of bounds. He thought Daniel was going to cut. He did not. Turnover, Mineral area. Cardinals give it up for the first time. So the ball is over to Three Rivers, and Yashua Trent's going to pressure the ball. Running point, bringing it into the front court. Is their best scorer, Grant, Gabe Grant. He gives it off, and a drive in, then a kick out, far side corner, then underneath to Eustace. Eustace goes up and gets rejected by Javonte Harrell. Ball's out of bounds. It's off of Mineral area. But a nice statement made early on defensively by the MAC Cardinals as Javonte was able to block Eustace, a future SEC post player. Inbound comes in, lobbed in from Spain. Eustace goes up high to get it, then bounces it on the dribble. Stepping back, Elliott Sentence comes out to guard him. Eustace tries to drive on him, then kicks out near side corner. Three ball taken and missed. Eustace got the rebound. He averages nearly 10 of those per game. He'll swing it outside back to Spain. The three was missed by Three Rivers Cameron Redis. Redis controls it over at the right wing. Tries to bounce it underneath. Javonte Harrell jumps in front for the steal. Three Rivers turns it over for the first time. Yashua Trent brings it across the timeline. Steps left wing. Stop, start, drives in. Kicks out far side corner. Norrell, shovel pass right wing. Sentence. Sentence penetrates. Kicks to Norrell for three. Missed it off back rim. And the rebound easily to Three Rivers. And they're going to win that battle. You can already tell. Dominique Alexander. These Raiders hover above the small Mineral area lineup. Into the front court comes Gabe Grant. Their leading scorer at 18 points per game. He gives it off to Redis. Now left wing Eustace puts the ball on the floor, tries to dribble past Elliott Sentence. Elliott stays in front. Step back jumper, left elbow. Eustace got it to drop. Three Rivers grabs a 4-0 lead over Mineral Area College. Eustace is their fourth leading scorer. Again, they have four that average in double figures. Eustace with about 12 points per game, 11.9. Javonte Harrell has it left wing. Throws it right wing. Yashua Trent. Give and go back to Harrell. Harrell goes up and he gets rejected. The block shot by Three Rivers. Dominique Alexander. Mineral area turns it over. The Raiders out on the break, but they'll go ahead and slow it down. Eustace has it left wing. Right wing Grant. Near side corner Spain. Head and shoulder fake. Drives the baseline and beats Harrell to the rack and lays it in. Three Rivers out to a good start now at 6-0. Jamiro Spain with his first basket, 12.4 point per game score. Returner for Three Rivers, one of four that the Raiders have coming back. Again, Mineral area, nobody back from that Region 16 championship team a year ago. Here's a drive right side. We get a push against Three Rivers. Be the first foul call to this first half. 17:36 left to go in the half. 6-0, Raiders on top. Foul called against Eustace, and we'll get an inbound right baseline. And it'll be Montel Goodwin to Trigger for the Cardinals. Fresh 30, lobbed in up top. Yashua Trent. Trent pumps the entry pass, does not let it go. Instead, throws it right wing for Montel Goodwin. Goodwin on the drive, middle of the lane, pumps and cannot finish it. And the rebound too. Three Rivers. Reeders comes down with it. He'll bring it up the floor himself. Across the timeline he goes, working against Montel Goodwin. Cardinals still haven't scored. 17 minutes, 16 seconds left to go in the first half. A drive right side, kick out near side corner. Spain fakes on the three, drives in, leaves it underneath. Ball gets kicked around. On the baseline, it's going out of bounds off of Three Rivers. Raiders turn it over for the second time. Mineral area trying to score, though, for the first time in this game. Shots aren't falling. Haven't got a lot of great looks because Three Rivers defensively has been stifling. Yashua Trent walks it up the middle of the floor. Raiders back up in a half-court man-to-man defense. Yashua dribbles it over the far sideline. Passes left wing for Montel Goodwin. Yashua cut to the basket. Goodwin found him, and Yashua lays it in. Great give and go. Yashua scores Mineral area's first 2 points of the game. 6-2, Cardinals on the board now. Three Rivers still with that four-point lead. Into the front court, Eustace puts the ball on the floor to drive on Sentence, and Elliott's going to get called for a hold. Eustace pulled up to shoot, and Elliott was draped all over him. That's a tough assignment for Elliott Sentence here tonight. Foul number one against him, foul number one against Mack. Foul was on the floor. Left baseline inbounds play comes in, left wing. Redis has it there, second leading scorer on the team. He's dangerous from outside. Cameron Redis shoots 40% from beyond the arc. Gives up to Grant. Grant attacks right baseline. Picked up his dribble. Swings out, and Redis wide open for three. Knocked it down. You cannot leave him that open. Mineral area collapsed on the driver, and the shooter was left unchecked. Cameron Redis scores for the first time. 9-2, Raiders on top of the MAC Cardinals. Yashua Trent comes across the timeline. Eustace strips him of the ball, but Trent gets it back. Tries to bounce it to Elliott Sentence, cutting baseline, but Elliott couldn't handle it. Turnover number three by the Mac Cardinals. Slow start for the visiting Mineral Area College basketball team this evening. Mineral Area will not press. Looks like they'll play a half-court man-to-man defense as well. Redis comes across the timeline. Bounce pass, left side of the arc for Jamiro Spain. He went off against the Cardinals on January 2nd, over 20 points in that contest, 23 to lead all scores. We get a whistle, a push in the back against Mineral Area. Daniel Norrell picks that one up, his first team foul, number two. 16:03 to go first half. Off the inbound, stepping back for three, Eustace, but they said he walked, I believe. I believe they did. No, they called a foul. Called an illegal screen, and they called it against Three Rivers, number 31. And he's just checked into the ball game. That is Terrence Parker. So his first team foul, number two, and Mineral Area takes it back. Under 16 minutes to play first half. Joshua Trent brings it back across the timeline. Eustace out to guard Joshua Trent. Bounce right elbow to Kellyon Williams. Tell you what, these Three Rivers Raiders, they look the part. Back up top to Joshua. Joshua gets a screen from Kellyon, takes it right wing. Back left wing for Williams. Williams had a nice game coming off the bench in that first meeting. He found double figures with 11 points. Up top to Daniel Norrell, 6 seconds to shoot. Crossover move, then kick right wing. The three from Elliott Sentence did not catch rim, and Mineral Area is going to get the rebound, but they're going to run out of time. Shot clock violation. Because the line drive three from Norrell only caught backboard, it's going to be a Mineral Area turnover back to Three Rivers. Darius Thompson makes his debut in the game, as does Eugene Jones. Goodwin and Sentence come off. Your five Cardinals right now are Kellyon Williams, Darius Thompson, Joshua Trent, Eugene Jones, and Daniel Norrell. And then Trent comes off as Jabril Diallo comes in for the first time. 9-2 with Three Rivers. Raiders have Cameron Redis in control of the ball. Across center court he comes. Throws right wing for Eustace. Eustace drives past Eugene Jones. Eugene reached through and poked it away, but they got him for the foul. So Eugene Jones picks it up for Mineral Area. It'll be the third against the Cardinals, and Eugene with his first. The 15:22 remaining. Another foul called on the floor. Jamiro Spain triggers right baseline, throws it in near side corner. Redis has it there. Redis trying to dribble it past Jabril Diallo. Diallo will not give him any space. Good job making him bring it back outside. Up top, Jamiro Spain. He'll drive it. He'll get blocked. Coming over on the help defense was Darius Thompson. Tried to hit the runner, but Thompson said nope. Swatted it out of bounds, and the Raiders will have to throw it again. Along that baseline, they throw it in. 20 to shoot. A little step-back jumper off the inbound. Daniel Norrell in his face, but the friendly roll, then some trash talk from Grant. Gabe Grant got it to drop. Daniel Norrell can't believe it. He was all over him with some good defense. Sometimes you just got to tip your cap. 11-2, Three Rivers. Kellyon Williams has it left wing. Mineral Area out to a slow start in this game. The women got out to a slow start as well. Daniel Norrell stripped as he got it down to the left block. Eustace took it away from him. Turnover number five. Here's Three Raiders, Three Rivers on the run, and an attack baseline by Grant. We'll get a foul called as Daniel Norrell hit the deck. He was trying to set the feet for the charge. He by far leads the team in that category this season, but he'll get the block against him instead. Norrell picks up the fourth foul against the Cardinals, and for him, it's his second. Let's see if Luke Streggy wants to pull him. As of right now, he's going to stay in there. Daniel's got to be careful, and he's a guy, though, that you can trust to play smart if he picks up a couple of early fouls. And actually, they did. They called out a shooting foul, so it's going to put Grant at the free throw line. Gabe Grant, freshman. Again, he's their leading scorer this season. He's been outstanding, nearly 20 points per game. 73% free throw shooter. And he's the one that hit that tough look on that last trip down in the face of Daniel Norrell. First free throw is good. He's got 5 points to lead the way early here. 12-2, Three Rivers. Mineral Area College, there are only 2 points coming from Joshua Trent on a nice cut on a give and go. Another free throw good from Mr. Gabe Grant. Give him six. 14 minutes, 37 seconds remaining first half. 13-2 Raiders. Jabril Diallo walks it across the timeline, throws near side corner. Daniel Norrell fakes the three. Jamiro Spain closing out. The drive in, the kick out, left wing Diallo. Diallo penetrates and kicks. Up top, straight away three. Darius Thompson, no. And the rebound to Three Rivers, Jamiro Spain. Cardinals got to find a way to score. Left side, Grant. Grant's going to dribble it in and go up and under. Darius Thompson over with the block shot, and the loose ball comes to Spain. He'll drive the baseline. Leave it underneath for Eustace. Eustace can't handle it. There's a fight for it on the floor. Raiders come out of there with it, and we'll get a foul against Mineral Area. Spain, seemingly every loose ball going his way. And he is a spark plug for the Raiders. Feisty player. He'll go to the free throw line. He tried to go up underneath in that crowd. And it was Darius Thompson who was over his back and got him for the foul. Jamiro Spain to shoot, and he'll shoot two. 2 points in the game for Jamiro, 12.4 point per game score. And he is a 63% free throw shooter on the year. 3 points for Spain as the first one goes down. Lamar Morgan checks in. Elliot Sentence is back in. Jones is off. Norrell is off. Mineral Area trying to find the right combination right now. And they look a little bit frustrated. They've been punched in the mouth early on here against this tough Three Rivers group. Free throw good. Spain hits them both. Give them four. And it's 15-2. Raiders on top. Darius Thompson to inbound. Throws into Joshua Trent, and the Raiders will press. They have Josh Eiler into the game. Local guy out of Poplar Bluff, and he's pressuring the ball. Joshua into the front court, though, on the dribble. Throws it up top, Elliott Sinton. Sinton's going to attack left side, swinging out near side corner. Baseline three. It's Lamar Morgan, but it is in and out. No good. Rebound to Eustace. Eustace already halfway to double-digit rebounds in this one. Gives it off to Redis. Redis going to pull up an off-balance jump shot, and it fell. From about 16 feet away, Redis showing he can hit it from anywhere. He's got five. 17-2, Three Rivers on top. This is not what Mineral Area was wanting here. A chance to come down here and clinch the top spot in the region. And here they are down by 15 points early. Lamar Morgan up top. Left wing pass, Darius Thompson. Overhead pass up top to Morgan. Morgan with one dribble, going to kick right wing. Darius Thompson pulls up and shoots and misses. And the rebound to Three Rivers. Eustace comes down with another one. Gives it off to Redis. Redis drives right by Darius Thompson. Can't make the left side layup, though. Kellyon Williams able to get the board. He gives to Joshua Trent. Trent up the floor to Kellyon Williams. Steps to the right wing. Dribbles between the legs once, twice. Up top, Joshua Trent again. Trent starts directing traffic. Cardinals set up the play. Fakes the pass to Sentence. Drives left side. Tough look. High off window. Got it to go. And he drove into a crowd and got that one to drop. And Joshua Trent has four. And we've got a timeout. Mineral Area College. 17-4. The Cardinals get a little bit closer. 12:50 left to go in this first half. We're going to step aside for 60 seconds. You're listening to MAC Basketball on AM 800 KREI.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593. Because MAC is your next step.
Are you looking for a law firm who has experience and can answer your questions? Hi, I'm Bryce Sechrist, a partner in the law firm of Williams & Sechrist at Park Hills. We're a local firm and we care about our clients. Our firm has experience working with clients in estate planning, bankruptcy, social security, family court, and more. Whatever your legal needs, check us out online at williamsandsechrist.com or call us at 431-5592. That's 431-5592.
The choice of an attorney is an important one and should not be based solely on advertising.
Minutes and 47 seconds left to go in this first half on AM 800 KREI. Three Rivers with possession of the basketball. 17-4, the Raiders on top of Mineral Area. Right wing pass, then over to the left wing for Eiler. Eiler caught in the double team. He's going to try to drive. He bounced it to the baseline. Ball was knocked out of bounds, but it's off of Mineral Area. It looked like the Cardinals kicked it. 15 seconds to shoot for the Three Rivers Raiders. Stefan Rocknick is in the ball game for the Raiders. He's the one who inbounds, throws it into Eiler. Right wing Redis. Elliot Sentence to close out on him. 10 seconds to shoot. Left wing pass. Now back up top. Redis going to drive, and he got knocked off balance. It'll be a foul call. A little bump on his way in. It's the right call. They got Darius Thompson there. So the fouls racking up. That's number six on the Cardinals. One more, one more will put you in the bonus. Two against Darius Thompson. Thompson and Norrell both have two fouls. Norrell is on the bench right now. Inbound is in traffic underneath. They swing it outside. Eiler, then left wing. The deep three from Redis doesn't go. Sentence with a good rebound. He was able to box out Eustace that time. Cardinals down 17-4. Sentence into the front court. He's got a little bit more pep in his step as he brings it up. Gave it off, got it back, took the three and missed it. Elliot Sentence, a good three-point shooter, over 40% on the season. But Mineral Area not able to hit from outside in the early going here. Redis has the top of the key. Kellyon Williams closes out. The pass out intercepted by Darius Thompson on the break. He'll lay it up right hand, right side. Turnover number four by Three Rivers, and Thompson gets on the board for the first time. 17-6. Mineral Area needs more of that. Eiler in the front court, throws it right wing, Eustace. Back to the half court, Redis. Left wing, Eiler, double team there. They go inside out, down to the baseline now, and we get a travel call, the shuffle of the feet for the Three Rivers Raider down there in the post. And they get that one on Alexander. Dominique turns it over. Now the five Raider turnovers. Evens things up against Mineral Area. Mineral Area with five. 17-6, Cardinals on top. Or Raiders on top, excuse me. Yasuo Trent going to be fouled. Just a little bump as he walks the ball up the floor. They get that one against Eiler, number 42. So that'll be his first. Team foul number three against the Raiders. And the Cardinals have it again. Down by 11 points at 17-6. Inbound comes to Yasuo Trent. Trent comes across the timeline. Dribbles left wing, gets a screen from Kellyon Williams. Changes directions, goes right side, kicks far side corner. This is to Elliott Sentence. He'll try to lean one toward the basket from the mid post. Missed the shot. Rebound to Three Rivers, and the Cardinals get called for another foul. This one's over the back against Mineral Area. And that's going to put the Raiders at the free throw line on the other side in the single bonus. Elliott Sentence picks up his second foul, and the free throw shooter heads to the stripe. Let's see who it's going to be for the Raiders. It's going to be Sadeus Miller, freshman out of Monticello, Arkansas. So Elliott Sentence picks up his second. So you got him, Thompson, and Norrell all with two fouls. The Cardinals have committed seven already in the first half. We're not even halfway through the first half. And Miller's first free throw, front end of the 1-1, is good. He scores for the first time, Sadeus Miller. Here's Montel Goodwin back in the game. Thompson going to come off the floor. Right now your five Cardinals are Williams, Trent, Goodwin, Morgan, and Jones. 18-6, Three Rivers leads. Here's the next one from Sadeus Miller. Off the left of the rim, no good. Lamar Morgan crashes hard for the rebound. Cardinals have some work to do, down by 12 points. Montel Goodwin attacks from the left wing, dribbles behind the back, swings it out up top for Yasuo Trent. Yasuo Trent sporting the red headband. He wears that on the road, wears the white one at home. He'll attack the basket, get it to go, but foul was called on his way in. They wave off the basket, a hold against Three Rivers. That'll be the fourth against the Raiders and the first against Miller. So Deus Miller picks up his first foul of the game. Mineral Area will get 30 seconds to work with on the shot clock, and a throw in from the right side. Right side of the basket along the baseline. Yasuo Trent gets the ball from the ref. Still looking, throws it mid-post to Kellyon Williams. He attacks left side, but too strong to the basket. Missed the layup. Rebound Three Rivers, and here they come on the break. They do not have numbers. Eustace attacks anyway, then kicks out far side corner. The baseline three, no good. Rebound two, Alexander of Three Rivers. He lost it out of bounds, but it's off of Mineral Area. Kellyon knocked it out of there along the baseline. 10:52 left to go in the first half, and Three Rivers controlling this one 18-6. Cardinals baskets have been few and far between. On the inbound, they bounce it underneath to the block. Alexander stepping back with a jump hook, missed it. Rebound, Lamar Morgan. Morgan gives to Montel Goodwin. Goodwin brings it across the timeline. Mineral Area trying to keep their winning streak going. They've won seven in a row. Goodwin attacks, then kicks out for Morgan. Morgan over to the far side corner. Kellyon Williams, let's go with a three, and he is going to knock it home. Well, welcome back to the Best Activity Center in Poplar Bluff. Three Rivers versus Mineral Area College, game number two of our doubleheader. So we went off the air there for a little while, a good portion of that first half. I do apologize for that. Good news for Mineral Area is they started shooting a little bit better, and they're back a little bit closer in the game now, down 37-28. We are getting close to the end of the first half. A minute 21 remaining in the first half. Three Rivers leads 37-28. Kellyon Williams just attacked baseline, tried to dunk it, couldn't do it, but he did get fouled, and he'll head to the stripe where he will shoot two. Kellyon Williams in this game has hit a couple of big threes. He has 6 points. First free throw was good to make it 37-29. Yasuo Trent has led the charge for the Cardinals. He has 7 points. Montel Goodwin with 4. Elliott Sentence with 3. Darius Thompson with 2. Williams now with 7 points. Eugene Jones has hit a 3. He has 3 points. And Lamar Morgan has 3 points. Kellyon Williams hits both free throws to give him 8 to lead the way for the Cardinals. For Three Rivers, they've been led by Cameron Redis. He has 10 points. Gabe Grant has 7. Jamiro Spain has 6. Eustace Fermanovicius has 6. 1 point for Dominique Alexander, 2 points for Terrence Parker, 4 points for Kavion Pippen, the nephew of Scottie Pippen, and 1 point for Sadeus Miller. 37-30 is our score. Three Rivers with the ball. Here's a nice pass underneath and a give and go back outside. Layup missed, but Eustace with the tip in to give him 8 points for the game. 39-30, and as expected, Mentalaria being killed on the glass in this game. So Mentalaria down by 9. We're in the final minute of this first half. Jabril Diallo has it left side of the arc. He'll attack, then swing it out right wing for Montel Goodwin. Goodwin attacks. Euro step to the basket. Layup missed, but a blocking foul called. And Mentalaria fortunate to get that call. And they'll get Sadeus on that one. Sadeus Miller with the blocking foul. That's going to put Montel at the free throw line where he will shoot 2. Cardinals down by 9 points with 45.6 seconds left to go in this first half. Second game of our doubleheader, the Mentalaria women won earlier today, 72-55. So it's Montel at the free throw line where he is 55% on the season, averages 12.4 points per game, which is tops on the team. Goodwin now has 5 points in the game as the first free throw goes down, 39-31. Kellyon checks out. So your five on the floor are Javonte Harrell, who just came in, Eugene Jones, Montel Goodwin, Darius Thompson, and Jabril Diallo with the Cardinals down by 8. Make it 7 as Montel Goodwin hits both free throws. Mentalaria has not missed a free throw here tonight. Three Rivers inbounds. Cardinals with the full court pressure. Into the front court comes Jamiro Spain. He's going to drive right past Eugene Jones. Help defender comes over and blocks his shot. That's Javonte Harrell, but they got him for some body in there, and they actually got Eugene Jones, the trail defender, on that foul. Cardinals put Three Rivers in the double bonus long ago, so Three Rivers has gotten a good number of points from the free throw line. Gabe Grant has hit 3 free throws. Spain has hit 2. Eustace has hit 4. Alexander's 1 of 2, and Miller's 1 of 2 from the free throw line. And now it's Jamiro Spain's turn. He is 2 for 2 from the charity stripe in this contest. At the half of the men's game, it is Moberly on top, 40-28 over State Fair. And other Region 16 basketball tonight, Moberly by 12 over the State Fair Roadrunners. Free throw missed from Jamiro Spain. Both teams shooting the ball well from the charity stripe tonight, so a rare miss there. 39-32 is our score with 40 seconds remaining. Eugene Jones picked up his 3rd foul on that last one. Mentalaria getting different players in foul trouble early. Elliott Sentence ready to check back in for Luke Streggy's team. Cardinals trying not to be swept at the hands of arch rival Three Rivers this season. Three Rivers so tough to beat, though, on the road, and there is not a whole lot of room in this building for any more people to come walking in here. Here's the next free throw, also missed from Spain, and the rebound comes out long to Montel Goodwin. So Spain is now 2 for 4 on the night. Mentalaria a chance to get closer before halftime, trailing by 7. Into the front court they come, a lob to Darius Thompson, left side of the arc, Sentence, near side corner, Harrell, bounce to the left elbow, Diallo, up top for a wide open 3. Darius Thompson missed it. Rebound tipped to Javonte Harrell, but he might have gone over the back to get it. He did. So the foul on Javonte puts Three Rivers at the line on the other side to shoot 2 in the double bonus. 23.4 remaining in the first half. Javonte picks up his 2nd. The shooter is going to be 35, Kavion Pippen. So again, Scottie Pippen's nephew for Three Rivers, and he's still trying to come into his own as a junior college basketball player. 5.1 point per game score, 75%. Talking to some Three Rivers folks here earlier today, and they said he's a raw talent, and if he plays to his potential, he could be a superstar. Free throw good from Kavion. He's played pretty well in this game. That's going to give him 5 points, so he's already at his average, 40-32. Clock stopped at 23.4 remaining in this first half. Kavion Pippen at the free throw line trying to go 2 for 2 and put that lead back at 9 points, and he will get it to go off back rim. It takes the friendly bounce and goes. So 41-32, Three Rivers leads. Montel Goodwin brings it back the other way. Comes across center stripe. Cardinals looking for momentum going into halftime. Three Rivers has been out in front all the way through. Goodwin's got it far sideline. Throws it right elbow. Now down low. Javonte Harrell tried the reverse. Got it blocked. It goes out of bounds, but it's off of Three Rivers. Mentalaria's going to have 4.4 remaining before halftime, and they'll be throwing it in right of the basket. Kellyon's going to come into the game, give him another outside shooter. He comes in for Javonte Harrell. Who's going to trigger? It's going to be Darius Thompson. Mentalaria looking for a good look on this last possession of the first half. It's thrown in. Going back to get it, Montel Goodwin with 3. Takes it to the left wing. Throws up an off-balance 3, and it just missed. Boy, that would have been nice. Time expires on the first half, and Mentalaria trails 41-32. Out of his hands. I thought that was going down from Montel Goodwin. not the case, and Mineral Area trails by 9. Let's go to the break. 2 minutes, and we're back with your halftime stats and show on AM 800 KRBI.
I am Mower Man. I am Mower Man.
Jason, are you daydreaming again about being some superhero that saves the day?
Ah, she's such a fun sucker. Who else do you know that can answer a phone call on Thursday, on my cell phone no less, and a woman calls me and she's writing love letters in her lawn with a zero turn and it dies? She was going to get in big trouble. She had to get it going before he got home. Who does she call? Me, Mower Man. I save wives, girlfriends alike with my mower knowledge and superhero-like skills.
He's lost it. Well, what little he had, anyway. Our family taking care of your family since 1963. Fliggs Equipment, Highway 32, St. Jen, and online at fliggs.com.
And don't forget, only Fliggs Equipment has Mower Man. Call me. Fliggs Equipment will keep you mowing, farming, and growing.
Jason!
Did you know that Earth Mother Health Foods, LLC, is owned and operated by our family for 24 years here in Farmington? This is Mary Lee. I would like to thank all of our customers for allowing myself and our well-informed staff to help you live a healthier life the natural way. We have expanded to now 4,000 square feet to include V-Tree Originals, custom tie-dye and art by our daughter, Vicky, the artist. That's Earth Mother Health Foods in downtown Farmington.
Hey, sports fans, this is Bill Best, your American Family Insurance agent. Everyone enjoys watching their favorite team make the big plays. We here at Bill Best Insurance are committed to making the plays for our customers. American Family Insurance has built its reputation on quality service and a broad range of products, such as homeowners, auto, business, health, and life insurance. That's why we ensure an enduring commitment to personal service. Join the winning team at Bill Best Insurance, your American Family Insurance agent.
See Bill Best, your American Family Insurance agent in Park Hills.
Mineral Area College men's basketball team trails at halftime to the Three Rivers Raiders. 41-32 is our score. And we've got some halftime stats to pass your way. 10 points for Cameron Redis. He is leading all scorers right now for the Raiders. A couple of threes, and he has been lights out from outside. 7 points for Gabe Grant. 8 points for Eustace Fermanovicius. 6 points for Kavion Pippen. 6 points for Jamiro Spain. Dominique Alexander with 1 point. And Tadeus Miller with 1 point. Terrence Parker with two. On the Mineral Area side of things, they're being led by Kelyon Williams. He has 8. 7 points for Yashua Trent. 6 for Montel Goodwin. 3 for Elliott Sentence. Giovanni Harrell and Daniel Norrell have been held scoreless. Norrell got an early foul trouble. Eugene Jones with 3 points. Lamar Morgan with 3 points. Let's take a closer look now as Mineral Area is shooting 41% from the floor, but not a high volume of shots. 7 of 17. And they're 4 of 15 from outside the arc, and the 7 of 17 is inside the arc. They break it down with the 2-point field goals. So 7 of 17 inside the arc, 4 of 15 outside the arc, and 6 of 7 from the free throw line. So overall, that would put Mineral Area at 11 of 32 from the floor as a whole. On the other side, Three Rivers, 57% from inside the arc at 11 of 19, 2 of 11 from outside at 18.2%, and 13 of 19 from the free throw line at 68%. The lead never changed hands as Mineral Area has trailed all the way through. Three Rivers' largest lead, however, was 15 points as the Raiders jumped out to a 17-2 advantage early on. The largest run was that 17-2 run. Mineral Area, though, did go on a 10-3 run to get closer in this ball game. Cameron Reed is 4 of 10 shooting. He's 2 of 3 from beyond the arc. Jamiro Spain is 2 of 7 from the floor, but 0 of 3 from beyond the arc. On the Mineral Area side, it is Montel Goodwin, 2 of 7 from the floor. They'd like to get him going a little bit better. He has not hit a 3. He's 0 for 3 from there. Kelyon Williams, though, is 2 for 2 coming off the bench from beyond the arc and 2 of 3 overall from the field. Elliott Sittance is 1 for 2 from beyond the arc and 1 for 3 from the field as a whole. Rebounding numbers, well, 12 of them for Mineral Area. Three Rivers all over the glass with 23 rebounds. Raiders getting more points from the free throw line at 13-6. Matt getting more points off turnovers at 11-3. Total rebounds at 23-12 in favor of Three Rivers. 3-point points. Mineral Area winning that battle at 12-6. Three Rivers getting more second chance points, 7-1. Matt getting more points off the bench at 16-9. In fact, Mineral Area's bench has been much more productive than the starting lineup has in this one. So that's a look inside the numbers here on AM 800 at KREI. And then the turnover numbers, 8-6. Three Rivers has turned it over 8. Mineral Area has turned it over 6 times. We're at halftime, 41-32. The Cardinals trail Three Rivers in the men's game. I think we have a couple of score updates we can pass along to you from other games going on throughout the area. Let's start with the MAAA Conference Basketball Tournament over on J98. It's halftime. Or the last check was halftime, where Central led Fredericktown in the girls' championship 28-22. So Fredericktown trying to hang tough there. Central has beaten them every time they've played this year. Halftime of the men's game between Moberly and State Fair has Moberly on top, 40-28. That coming after State Fair's women beat Moberly earlier tonight, 77-67. The MAC women victorious over Three Rivers earlier tonight, 70-55. And it was the Crowder ladies on top of Jefferson College earlier tonight. Final score there was 86-77. We'll talk more about Region 16 standings and what tonight's results are going to do to shake things up when we come back. We'll do that in 2 minutes. It is halftime at a jam-packed Best Activity Center in Poplar Bluff. We're back after this on AM 800.
At Numero Bank, we really do want to make your life easier. We designed our new app with you in mind. We have heard your requests and added the ability to deposit checks from your phone or tablet. With our updated app, you can also transfer money, check current balances, or view your statements right from your phone. Just download our app today to get started. For more information, visit our branches in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, or Bon Terre, or visit us at www.numerobank.com. Numero Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
I am Mower Man. I am Mower Man.
Jason, are you daydreaming again about being some superhero that saves the day?
Ah, she's such a fun sucker. Who else do you know that can answer a phone call on Thursday, on my cell phone no less, and a woman calls me and she's writing love letters in her lawn with a zero turn and it dies? She was going to get in big trouble. She had to get it going before he got home. Who does she call? Me, Mower Man. I save wives, girlfriends alike with my mower knowledge and superhero-like skills.
He's lost it. Well, what little he had anyway. Our family taking care of your family since 1963. Fliggs Equipment, Highway 32, St. Jen, and online at fliggs.com.
And don't forget, only Fliggs Equipment has Mower Man. Call me. Fliggs Equipment will keep you mowing, farming, and growing.
Jason!
It's game number two of our doubleheader from Poplar Bluff. Mineral Area trails Three Rivers 41-32 in the men's contest. You look at the Region 16 standings, and this is for the top seed in the Region 16 tournament. This is Three Rivers' last game inside Region 16 play. They come into this one at 5-2 inside the region. So if they get this one done, they'll be 6-2. The best Mineral Area then could do would be 6-2, but Three Rivers would have won both regular season meetings and would have that tiebreaker. So if Three Rivers wins, they're the top seed. If Mineral Area wins, they're the top seed. It's that simple. And right now it's Three Rivers on top, 41-32. Now, if Mineral Area loses this game, they're not necessarily locked in to the second seed. State Fair, I guess, could come from behind, but and then Mineral Area would have to beat them next week. But State Fair was losing to Moberly last check there. So in all likelihood, if Mineral Area lost this game, they would be the two. But that's not yet 100% guarantee. But let's get that thought out of our minds. Mineral Area just needs to come back and win this game and clinch the top seed in the Region 16 tournament, which will be held in Joplin at the end of the month. The good thing for the Cardinals is that they will not have to play in that 4-5 matchup. So they will indeed get the trip to Joplin, Missouri at Ozark Christian College for the Region 16 tournament. First year for that last year, it was great. They did a good job. Joplin Sports Authority puts that on, and they really do a fantastic job in hosting that event. On the women's side, Mineral Area won, so they're 8-1 inside the region. State Fair won today, so they're 6-2. Moberly is now 4-4 after their loss to State Fair. Crowder is 4-4 after their win over Jeffco earlier today. Jeffco is 2-5. Three Rivers is 0-8. So for the Mac ladies, they got to make sure and beat State Fair next Saturday and get that top seed in the Region 16 tournament. Now, there's still a little wiggle room in there, depending on what happens with Moberly and Crowder the rest of the way. That determines some tiebreakers, but it's looking like if State Fair beats Mineral Area on Saturday of next week, they would be the top seed, unless Crowder finishes ahead of the in the standings, then Moberly, then Mineral Area would win that tiebreaker. But you just hope it doesn't come down to tiebreakers. You hope Mineral Area just wins it and gets it outright, and it doesn't need to come down to mathematics and things like that. Right now, the Mac men are trying to make it a sweep tonight for the Cardinals on the road, as the Lady Cardinals won earlier today, but they have had a tough way to go against the Raiders, who came in with 21 wins. 41-32 is our halftime score. Let's step aside for two more minutes. We'll be just about ready to start your second half when we come back after that. It's Mac Basketball on AM 800 KREI.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASE and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Did you know that Earth Mother Health Foods, LLC, is owned and operated by our family for 24 years here in Farmington? This is Mary Lee. I would like to thank all of our customers for allowing myself and our well-informed staff to help you live a healthier life the natural way. We have expanded to now 4,000 square feet to include V-Tree Originals, custom tie-dye and art by our daughter, Vicky, the artist. That's Earth Mother Health Foods in downtown Farmington.
Hey, sports fans, this is Bill Biss, your American Family Insurance agent. Everyone enjoys watching their favorite team make the big plays. We here at Bill Biss Insurance are committed to making the plays for our customers. American Family Insurance has built its reputation on quality service and a broad range of products, such as homeowners, auto, business, health, and life insurance. That's why we ensure an enduring commitment to personal service. Join the winning team at Bill Biss Insurance, your American Family Insurance agent.
See Bill Biss, your American Family Insurance agent in Park Hills.
At Numera Bank, we really do want to make your life easier. We designed our new app with you in mind. We have heard your requests and added the ability to deposit checks from your phone or tablet. With our updated app, you can also transfer money, check current balances, or view your statements right from your phone. Just download our app today to get started. For more information, visit our branches in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, or Bon Terre, or visit us at www.numerabank.com. Numera Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Well, the Mineral Area Cardinals having a historically great season this year, 24-3. They're trying to match or exceed last year's fantastic season when the Cardinals went 27-3 all the way to the national tournament, winning the region, winning the district, getting a first-round bye in the national tournament where they lost in heartbreak fashion, end up ranked number 10 at the end of last year. So that was an amazing year, and Mineral Area on its way to a fantastic year this year, but struggling on the road here at Three Rivers tonight, 41-32 at halftime. 24-3, winners of seven straight, right now sitting atop the Region 16 standings, but just by a half a game over Three Rivers. Three Rivers wins, they'll clinch the region here tonight as far as the seedings go. And then State Fair and Moberly are doing battle tonight as well. West Plains 2-5 in Region 16 play, and tonight they are idle. They play again on Monday, and that'll be against College of Faith. And I said earlier in the season that West Plains was going to get at least one Region 16 victory. They were the team that struggled to get wins inside the region early on, but now they've surpassed Moberly. Coming into tonight, West Plains is 2-5 in the region, Moberly 1-5 in the region. So not only was West Plains able to get one, they were able to get a couple. They had beaten State Fair 81-73, and they had beaten Moberly 66-64. It's been a wild region, though. It's crazy the way things have kind of broken down. Moberly at 1-5, and they're on top of the number 3 seed right now, State Fair, by 12 points at halftime. It's going to be an amazing Region 16 tournament. I can tell you that. You won't want to miss a second of that. 41-32 is our score. We're brought to you by Earth Mother Health Foods of Farmington, Crown Collision Center Farmington, Utico Bank, also Home Pools and Spas of Ludington, Brad Booten Auto Body of Ironton, and Mineral Area College in Park Hills, along with Lambert's Cafe of Sykeson and Williams and Seacrest Attorneys at Law of Park Hills. With that, we're about ready to start half number two. And it will be the Three Rivers Raiders starting with the basketball. 20 minutes put up on the clock. 9-point advantage for Three Rivers. They'll change sides of the floor. That'll now be Mineral Area going from left to right and Three Rivers from right to left. Cardinals pace in that first half by Kellyon Williams with 8 points. Coming off the bench, need more from Daniel Norrell and Giovanni Harrell in this second half. So here comes Three Rivers attacking the left basket. With the basketball, it is Redis. Redis throws it left wing for Spain. Spain caught in a double team. He's in trouble with it. He's able to finally pass out of it, and it comes into the hands of Dominique Alexander. Up top to Eustace. Eustace going to drive on Joshua Trent. Falls down, but able to pass it out to the right wing to Redis. 12 to shoot. Up top, it's to Grant. Gabe Grant with it. 7 points. Left wing Spain. Spain's going to drive, then dish it to the left block. Nice pass, and it draws a foul. Cutting right along with him was Redis, and that pass from Spain. He won't get an assist out of it, but might get Redis a couple of points from the free throw line. Redis, 10 points. This will be his first trip to the charity stripe. Cameron is an 81% free throw shooter who averages 17.8 points per game. Three Rivers averages nearly 90 points per game as a team. Free throw is good from Cameron Redis. 42-32, the Raiders up by 10. It was a 4-point victory over a month ago in Park Hills for Three Rivers. And the Raiders have been able to pretty much keep Mineral Area at arm's length throughout the course of this ball game. 43-32 now as both free throws go from Cameron. Into the front court now, it's Joshua Trent. Picked up his dribble at the head of the circle. Left wing pass, Montel Goodwin. He'll come off of the screen, step to the top of the key. He's going to drive in, then stop right elbow. Swing to the right wing to Joshua Trent. Trent brings it around the perimeter. Eustace coming out to guard. Yasha was going to take it right at him, then kicks it near side corner. Montel Goodwin for three, buried it. Mineral Area inches closer with that Montel Goodwin three. First time he's been able to connect from long range tonight. 43-35, Cardinals within 8. Eustace into the front court, guarded by Elliott Sentence. Eustace drives left side, then leaves it at the right low block, and another nice pass to Alexander, and Alexander finishes from there, and the foul. Assist from Eustace for Manavicius. Dominique Alexander with his first field goal, and he has 3 points. Eustace has many elements to his game. He's a pretty good passer as well. There's number 50 on the back of that gold jersey. Sees the floor extremely well. Free throw miss from Alexander. Offensive rebound, Grant. Nobody boxed him out, and he put it right back in. Rebounding killed Mineral Area last time they played Three Rivers. It's killing him again here tonight. And you know you're not going to win the rebounding battle, but giving them the second and third chance opportunities, that is what's really hurt the Cards. Left wing, Giovanni Harrell in the front court. Throws it back to the half court for Joshua Trent. Now left side drive from Trent. Tries to swing it out, and it's intercepted by Redis. Another turnover by the Mac Cardinals is their seventh. Left wing, Eustace throws near side corner for Spain. Up top, and here's about 4,700 steps to the basket from Grant. You might get one extra step. They're not going to give you two or three. Turned over by Three Rivers. And it's to Mineral Area. The Raiders with 8 turnovers in this one. The Cardinals trying to make some headway here. It's kind of been a step forward and 2 steps back tonight. Left side of the arc, the pass comes to Goodwin. Give and go back to Trent. Trent tries to drive on Eustace, and Eustace denies him with a block. Left-handed scoop layup had 0 chance of getting to the basket there. Eustace swats it out of bounds. Now we'll wait for an inbound play for the Cardinals. Joshua Trent, far side corner along the baseline. Throws it in, catch and release. Left wing three, Goodwin, no. Rebound, Eustace. He's already in double-digit rebounds, or he must be, as the Raiders bring the ball back up the floor. Into the front court they come. And then Montel Goodwin with the strip. Takes it the length of the floor and finishes right side. He drove diagonal across the lane and laid it up and in. So Montel Goodwin, 5 points here in the second half. Give him 11 for the game. Now he leads his team in scoring. 10-point game again, 47-37. Still, though, Three Rivers outscoring Mineral Area 6-5 in the second half. Skip pass near side corner for Jamiro Spain. Spain going to drive left side. Another great handoff underneath. Alexander can't lay it in this time, but he'll get fouled. tried to reverse it, almost got that to roll off the glass and down, but instead, two free throws coming from Dominique Alexander. Another one of the four returning sophomores for these Raiders. Dominique is a 51% free throw shooter who averages about 6 points per game. Giovanni Harrell in serious foul trouble. That's his fourth. Mineral Area's biggest player who plays significant minutes. Mark Laros is their biggest, but Giovanni Harrell is in there, whereas Mark Laros plays very sparingly, and he's got four fouls. Free throw good on the back end there. One for two that trip was Alexander. Giovanni Harrell going to stay in the ball game. Mineral Area down 48-37. Joshua Trent dribbles in the front court, fakes left, takes it right, got by Eustace, drives in, kicks to Daniel Norrell. Baseline three, it's in and out, no good. They're just not staying down tonight. Rebound two, Three Rivers. Here they come quickly. Redis fires far side corner, Spain. Spain drives the baseline, swings out for the three. Eustace, he missed that one. Now the Cardinals, outlet pass up to Joshua Trent. Eustace gets back there for the block. Rebound sentence, but he can't put it back in. Too strong on the putback. Another block shot from Eustace for Man of Vicious. And, boy, he's been vicious tonight. Here's a drive right side. We'll get a foul. And that's going to go against the Cardinals. Trying to set the feet for the charge. Montel Goodwin. I don't know if they called it on sentence. So Goodwin may have gotten the charge to go against Three Rivers, but what they called was Elliot Sentence with a knee to the thigh of the ball handler. So now Sentence has four fouls. This has been rough. So Sentence comes off. Harrell comes off. Kellyon Williams is back in. Darius Thompson is back in. 48-37. But I keep looking back to the Moberly game on the road when the Cardinals trailed for much of it and overcame a double-digit deficit and came back and won that one. That could happen here tonight, too. That was on the road in hostile territory. Of course, the Cardinals are on pretty hostile territory here tonight in Poplar Bluff. A lot of gold in the stands. Three Rivers turn it over on the inbounds play, so the Cardinals take it back, and quickly they're on the offensive end, trailing 48-37. We're at 16:35 left to play. Trent comes off of a screen, steps right wing, throws it up top. Thompson, head and shoulder fake, penetrates, kicks, left wing. Kellyon Williams missed the three. Rebound to Redis of Three Rivers. Up the far sideline he goes, gives off to Grant. Grant sets up the offense from the far sideline. Up top he goes to Spain. Spain lobbing inside for Eustace. Trent tried to jump up and knock it away from him, but Eustace had the better position, snatched it out of the air. Then it was too easy on the over pursuit. He turned around and laid it in. Eustace doing some work here tonight. 50-37, Raiders. Up top, Kellyon Williams. He's going to drive. Kick, left wing Thompson. Thompson drives right past his man, bounces it to the block, Kellyon Williams, and Williams gets fouled trying to reverse it in. Shot didn't fall down. They thought Thompson got away with a travel on his way in there. But Mineral Area is going to get two shots from Kellyon Williams, who was their most consistent player in the first half. He had 8 points. He was 2 for 2 from the free throw line. This foul goes against 31 of Three Rivers, and that is Terrence Parker, his second team foul number one. Free throw is good from Kellyon. That'll give him 9. Kellyon is going to step back to the stripe where he is 54% on the year. Jabril Diallo into the game. Next free throw also good. Joshua Trent has come off the floor for Mack. Double figures for Kellyon Williams. 11-point game again at 50-39. Trading passes, Redis and Eustace in the backcourt. Across the timeline they come. Now Redis at the center circle. Back to Eustace near sideline. Over to Spain. Open for the left wing three. Rimmed out, no good. Rebound tipped out to Three Rivers. Redis controls it. Shovels a pass far side corner for Grant. Spins past Williams. Drives the baseline. Caught in the double team. Back outside they go. Up top Spain. Spain drives left side. He tried to pass it down to the block, but it's intercepted. Mineral Area has it. Loose ball came out to Montel. Goodwin. Goodwin is going to be fouled on his way in up the floor on the break. Very easily could have been a charge on Montel Goodwin. Cardinals get their call that time and let the boos rain down on Mineral Area here from the Three Rivers crowd. Three Rivers coughing it up for the 10th time. And allows Montel Goodwin to draw the foul. The foul called on the floor. The second against the Raiders and the first against Redis. Inbound into the far side corner for Kellyon Williams. Back outside to Jabril Diallo. He steps back between the circles, far sideline. Stop, start, move. Drives it in. Can't bank it in on the run, but he will get fouled. It'll be Jabril at the free throw line. He has not scored in the game. Coming to Mineral Area from Guinea, Kanarki Guinea. And on the season, he shoots 70% from the stripe and about 3.1 points per game. He's played in 25 of the team's 27 games. 26 of the 28, counting this one. Free throw good here from Jabril Diallo to put him on the scoreboard for the first time. Mineral Area still perfect from the line tonight. 50-40 after the first one goes. And here's the next one. Back to a nine-point game at 50-41. Timeout on the floor. With 15:16 remaining, Mineral Area trails by nine. Looks like Luke Streggy called for that one. So we're going to take a one-minute timeout. Mineral Area College on the road, trails by nine. We're back in 60 seconds on KREI.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork. Do your repair quickly and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593. Because MAC is your next step.
Well, the two teams have played even in the second half so far. Mineral Area trails by 9, 50-41 to the Three Rivers Raiders. The top spot in the Region 16 tournament on the line here tonight. Into the front court comes Eustace on the dribble. Stops top of the key. Double team closes out on him. He's able to give it off to Eiler, though. Eiler steps to the far sideline, still outside the arc, guarded by Montel Goodwin. Picked up the dribble, bounced it inside, threw it away. Intercepted by Darius Thompson. Cardinals on the break. They throw out right wing. Transition three. Daniel Norrell missed. Long rebound out to Grant of Three Rivers. Mineral Area still trying to find that rhythm from outside. It seemed like they had found it about midway through the first half. They hit a few threes. Three Rivers was able to answer, and the Cardinals went cold again. Here's a drive of the baseline. High off window goes Eustace. He missed the shot, but a blocking foul called against Mineral Area. And rolling around on the floor is Kellyon Williams. He took the brunt of that foul, but he's the one who got called for it. His second. And it's team foul number five against Mack. So to the free throw line, Eustace tonight. I believe he is perfect. He is. 4-for-4. First free throw good to make him 5-of-5. Future Ole Miss Rebel. 11 points for him. Here comes the next one. And it is good as well. That puts the score at 52-41. Mineral Area with Jabril Diallo running point. Brings it up the far sideline. He'll come across the timeline with it. Working against Eiler. Drives past him right side. Got to the basket, but the help defender got there for the block shot. And that was Alexander doing a good job coming over, helping out Eiler, who was beat. Now the Three Rivers Raiders have it back. Driving on the other side is Redis. Kicks near side, left wing. It's to Eustace. Far side, right wing. It's to Eiler. Back over to the left wing, Redis. Redis turns it over. Cardinals again on the break. It's a two-on-two. Nice pass by Thompson to Norrell across the lane, and Norrell gets fouled. Norrell didn't look like he was quite expecting the pass, so the pass was a little bit behind him, or else I think that would have been an and-one play. Instead, he'll go to the free throw line and shoot two. Eustace picked up his second. Four fouls now against Three Rivers. It's Daniel Norrell at the line, and this might be Daniel's best chance to score because he's still got a goose egg in the stat sheet under points tonight. And there he is on the board for the first time with the first free throw. Mineral Area is still perfect from the line. Norrell came in averaging right around double figures on the season, 10.7 points per game, so right at double figures, and is a 72% free throw shooter. He's a great three-point shooter as well at 41%, but he has not been able to hit tonight. 14:06 remaining. It's a 10-point game after the first free throw was good. Meanwhile, the Cardinals are playing without Javonte Harrell and Elliott Sentons. Both have four fouls in the game. Mark Laros going to check in the game to provide some size for Mineral Area. Daniel Norrell comes off. So Mark Laros trying to step up in the absence of Javonte Harrell right now. Bringing the ball up the floor, Sendeus into the front court, picked up his dribble, threw it back to the half court for Eustace. Mineral Area within nine at 52-43. Spain lost the dribble but got it back. Swung it out right wing for Eustace. Up top, Spain. Spain throws to the far side corner. Alexander, shovel pass back out to Spain. Spain, wraparound pass underneath. Back to Alexander, caught in a double team. Tries to reverse it past Leros. Couldn't do it. But again, nobody boxes out Eustace. He crashes the glass for another put back. 6 second half points. 14 for the game. 54-43. Cardinals don't have an answer for him. Diallo's got a top of the key. He's going to drive in, attack the double team. He got called for the travel. Jump stop. He landed awkwardly. Mineralary gives it up for the 11th time. Three Rivers has it back with 13:26 left to go. Kavion Pippen checks in for the Raiders. Raiders have Pippen on the floor along with Sendejas, Eiler, Spain, and Eustace. A lob into the front court, a bad pass, but Jabril Diallo couldn't keep it in bounds. Jumped in front, and Three Rivers fortunate they didn't turn it over again. They've gotten sloppy with the ball. Mineralaria, though, unable to fully take advantage of these Three Rivers miscues here in the second half. Mineralaria has committed four turnovers themselves since the break. Inbound comes in, throw into the front court. They'll trade passes around the perimeter from Sendejas to Eustace over to Spain. Spain's got it left wing. He'll throw it left baseline. Attacking is Pippen. Pippen spins to the rack, puts it up and in, and one. Looking like Scottie Pippen right there. So Kavion is able to dump one in and possibly has a three-point play coming his way. 8 points for Kavion Pippen, and maybe nine as he steps back to the free throw line. Coming in will be Redis and Grant. Three Rivers were able to play just as well without two of their top guns on the floor. Eustace comes off, and Eiler comes off. Morgan and Trent back on for Mineralaria. Leros and Diallo come off the floor. 56-43, Raiders on top of the Cardinals. Biggest lead in this game was 15 points early when it was 17-2. Kavion Pippen, the free throw shooter for the Three Rivers Raiders. And he is 75% on the season. By the way, the foul was on Jabril. Six fouls against the Cardinals. No more to give before the bonus. They got in foul trouble early in the first half, and it's pretty much carried over in the second half. Plus, Pippen hits the free throw to make it 57-43. Montel Goodwin to run point this time. Across the timeline he comes. Redis stays in front. Bounce pass to Kellyon Williams. Now over here to the right wing for Thompson. Left wing, Lamar Morgan. Back to Yashua Trent. Trent throws it up top. Ball intercepted by Grant. Grant's on the brick. He does not have numbers. He'll slow it down. Mineralaria turns it over for the 12th time. Gabe Grant controls the basketball. Bounces one to the far sideline for Sendejas. Sendejas back out up top to Redis. Redis guarded by Lamar Morgan, left wing. It's to Grant. Grant going to back his man down from the high post, then fade away from 15 and miss the shot. Kellyon with the board. He gives to Yashua Trent to dribble it back the other way. Mineralaria down 57-43, 12:20 remaining. Yashua sees an opening, drives, help defender over for another block. Boy, they've rotated nicely on defense. It's Kavion Pippen blocking the shot out of bounds. Mineralaria trying to chip away at the Raiders, but it's just not working. Right baseline. Going to come into Lamar Morgan. He'll attack baseline. Throw it up top to Kellyon Williams. Straight away three. Got it. Boy, Mineralaria needed something to go their way, and Kellyon Williams provides. So Kellyon hit his third three. 13 points coming off the bench. 57-46. Still down by 11. Redis attacks and kicks. Right wing, the NBA three from Grant, and there's your answer. And that'll get a rise out of the Three Rivers crowd. Gabe Grant has 5 second half points and 12 for the contest. 60-46, right back to a 14-point game. Darius Thompson almost had the ball taken away by Jamario Spain. Right wing, the pass comes to Goodwin. Over to the left wing, Williams. Right wing, Thompson. Into the near side corner, Montel Goodwin. Montel Goodwin will hold the ball, then start his dribble drive. Kick it right baseline for Kellyon Williams. Pumps on the jump shot and gives it off back at the right wing for Montel Goodwin. Fakes left, takes it right, pulls up for three, didn't catch rim. Rebound to Three Rivers, but taken away underneath by Yashua Trent. He'll lay it in. He wanted the foul called as well, didn't get it, but he took that one right away from Sendejas. Three Rivers turns it over, and Yashua gets the basket. Yashua was leading Mineralaria early. He had 7 early points, then went through a dry spell, and that was his first bucket of the second half, so he has 9. 60-48, Cardinals trail by 12. A lot of time left, 11 minutes remaining in this second half. Up top, here's Grant. Dribbles to the free throw line. Stops, kicks, left wing. Spain, he'll drive it and float it and score it. Three Rivers just getting everything to go right now. Jamiro Spain scoring that one. Jamiro with 8 points, and it's 62-48. Montel Goodwin comes across the timeline with it. Center of the floor. Drives left side. Floats it to the far side corner. Catch and release. Three ball. Morgan. That one is nowhere close. Mineral area is just off on these shots from the outside. Raiders get the ball on the rebound. Redis brings it back the other way. Far sideline. The pass comes to Grant. Kellyon Williams to guard there, and then the pass inside is tipped away by Montel Goodwin. Good job defensively. Three Rivers, another turnover. Cardinals have it down by 14. A deep three, Kellyon Williams not in the rhythm of the offense, and he missed. Rebound to the Raiders. Two on two break the other way. Spain going from rack to rack, and he will miss the layup but get fouled. Jamiro to the free throw line where he is 2 of 4 tonight. Jamiro 63% on the season, averaging 12.4 points per game. The four returning sophomores for the Raiders are Jamiro Spain, Lane Below, Dominique Alexander, and Eustace Fermanovicius. And all of them are very, very good. Jamiro killed Mineral Area last time they played with 23 points. He's taken more of a backseat to guys like Eustace Fermanovicius and Cameron Redis tonight. First free throw here from Jamiro Spain misses, so he is now 0 for his last 3 and 2 for 5 tonight. Also, Kavion Pippen has stepped up and had a nice game. Kellyon Williams with his third foul. Next free throw is good. And we've got a 63-48 ball game. Three Rivers has matched its largest lead of the contest. Cardinals have never really threatened in this one. Jabril Diallo has it straight away. Eustace out to guard. Here's a nice pass left baseline to the cutting Lamar Morgan, but Lamar double pumped and then got blocked. Turned it over, but then Mineral Area takes it right back. Jabril Diallo darts to the rack left side and lays it up and in. Jabril Diallo there with his first field goal, 4 points. 13-point game, 63-50. Cardinals need to D it up here. And in the front court comes Gabe Grant. 5 second half points for Gabe Grant, including a three. He's a good three-point shooter at 40%, so Mineral Area need to keep a hand in his face at all times. Grant is backed up to the timeline by Lamar Morgan. Morgan's defense getting better as the season goes along. Morgan almost stole it away from him. He picked up the dribble. Passes far side corner. Step back. Baseline three. In and out. No good from Jamiro Spain. Kellyon Williams with the board, but they tie him up. Possession will go to Mineral Area, but Three Rivers able to at least turn that arrow. And the Cardinals with possession of the ball down by 13 points and 9:07 left to go in this second half from Poplar Bluff tonight. I'm not kidding you. This might be the most attended basketball game at the junior college level I have seen, other than maybe the national tournament. And sometimes those national tournaments don't look as well attended because the arena is so big, but you got a pretty small arena here down here at Poplar Bluff, and there is not an empty seat in the house. Right wing, it's to Lamar Morgan. Throw it up top to Kellyon Williams. Right wing pass to Joshua Trent. Fakes it left, takes it right, but lost the dribble. Got it back, drives baseline, but then swings the pass outside. Left wing, Lamar Morgan for three. No. Rebound, comes out long, Joshua Trent. Cardinals have another chance at it, down by 13. Joshua backs it up, caught in a double team, found the open man. There's that extra pass from Norrell to Morgan from block to block, and Morgan lays it in. That one extra pass, that's something Mineral Area has been doing well all season long, but not so much tonight. That time they got it going. Lamar has 5 points in the game. Norrell with that assist. 63-52, 8.5 remaining, and Three Rivers and Gene Best going to call timeout. 8:29 left to go in this ball game. Can Mineral Area make a run? We'll find out when we come back in 1 minute. It's MAC Basketball on KREI.
Are you looking for a law firm who has experience and can answer your questions? Hi, I'm Bryce Sechrist, a partner in the law firm of Williams & Sechrist at Park Hills. We're a local firm, and we care about our clients. Our firm has experience working with clients in estate planning, bankruptcy, Social Security, family court, and more. Whatever your legal needs, check us out online at williamsandsechrist.com or call us at 431-5592. That's 431-5592.
The choice of an attorney is an important one and should not be based solely on advertising.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes the throat roll! They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throat roll. Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Out of the timeout, Grant missed the three, so Mineral Area has it back, down by 11, but the Cardinals misfire on a three on the other side, and then Kellyon Williams goes down due to injury. Three Rivers has numbers on the other side as they continue to play, and then we get a whistle, and it's going to go against Three Rivers, an offensive foul on Jamiro Spain. Meanwhile, nobody is tending to Kellyon Williams, who's down in the key on the right side of the floor, and finally we'll get somebody to go out and look at Kellyon Williams, and that's tough because he's been pretty much Mineral Area's best player tonight. And the guy who's going to have to come in for him has four fouls, and that's Elliot Sentence. Kellyon comes off the floor, shaken up. They'll bring him back to the trainer's room, it looks like. They've got him out in the lobby right now. 63-52. Three Rivers on top. So the Cardinals have it after the offensive foul on Spain. Spain picked up his third, team foul number five. Jabril Diallo runs point. Nice move, takes it right side, but can't lay it up. Pressure defense by Eustace coming over on the help side. So, rebound to Three Rivers. They're back the other way quickly with Redis. Redis going to attack Daniel Norrell. Norrell forced him to pick up his dribble. Swings out to Eiler. Eiler gives up to Eustace. Straight away from the basket. Tries to attack right side. Couldn't cross over. Then he did cross over Joshua Trent nicely. Teardrop floater missed, but they'll get a foul. Lamar Morgan following through and smacking Eustace in the face. At first, I thought, great defense by Joshua Trent keeping Eustace from crossing over, but Eustace tried it again. That time, he was able to shake Joshua Trent and get to the basket. Morgan picked up his first foul, eight fouls against the Cardinals, and Eustace, the free throw shooter, well, he hasn't missed tonight, 6 for 6. The Central Lady Rebels have won the MAAA Conference Tournament again tonight. Final score 60-39 over Fredericktown over on J98 The Boot. Free throw good here from Eustace. 64-52. So there's one game left over on J98, and that's going to be between Central and Farmington for the boys' championship. Both free throws good from Eustace. He stays perfect. 65-52. Mineral Area continues to look up at Three Rivers in this game, both metaphorically and literally. Here's a drive left side. Joshua Trent, he got his pocket picked by Sundayus. Sundayus gives it up to Eustace on the break. The drive in, the kick out. Redis for three, and the Raiders have their largest lead of the game at 16 points, 68-52. Cameron Redis, the big three-point shot, his third of the game. Mineral Area can't hit a three on the other side, and the Cardinals starting to come unraveled. Foul called after that against Mineral Area. Lamar Morgan. And this is the most frustrated I've seen Mineral Area look all season long. 7:01 remaining. Morgan picks up his second foul. It's the ninth against the Cardinals, so it's going to put Three Rivers at the line in the single bonus. But first, a Luke Streggy timeout. Still time to rally, but they got to start getting something to go their way. 7:01 left, 68-52. Three Rivers on top and a trip to the free throw line when we come back from this one-minute break on KREI.
I am Mower Man. I am Mower Man.
Jason, are you daydreaming again about being some superhero that saves the day?
Ah, she's such a fun sucker. Who else do you know that can answer a phone call on Thursday, on my cell phone no less, and a woman calls me and she's writing love letters in her lawn with a zero turn and it dies? She was going to get in big trouble. She had to get it going before he got home. Who does she call? Me, Mower Man. I save wives, girlfriends alike with my mower knowledge and superhero-like skills.
He's lost it. Well, what little he had anyway. Our family taking care of your family since 1963. Fliggs Equipment, Highway 32, St. Jen, and online at fliggs.com.
And don't forget, only Fliggs Equipment has Mower Man. Call me. Fliggs Equipment will keep you mowing, farming, and growing.
Jason!
Three Rivers Raiders with their largest lead of the ball game right now. 7 minutes, 1 second remaining. And at the free throw line to shoot the front end of a 1-1 is Cameron Redis. Redis with 5 second-half points, 15 for the game. Three big-time threes. First free throw is good. That keeps him perfect at 3 of 3 for the game. For a guy that shoots 81%, it's about as close to automatic as you'll get at the JUCO level. Next free throw was good. 4 for 4 tonight, and now it's 70-52. That's the largest lead, and growing for Three Rivers at 18 points. Daniel Norrell bring the ball up the floor. Sundayus trying to give him trouble. Across the timeline he comes, gives off to Joshua Trent. Trent straight away from the basket, guarded by Eiler. Right wing pass to Daniel Norrell. Newell can't get it inside, so instead comes off a screen, steps left wing, head and shoulder fake, drives, kicks, far side corner, Morgan. Morgan pulls up, contested, left elbow jumper, missed it wide right. Sends the rebound, put back, rejected, and it's a turnover, Mineral area. Eustace all over the place for these Raiders. He'll be a welcomed addition to Ole Miss next year. I think he can make some noise down there. Obviously, it's going to be a much different talent level in the SEC, but this dude can play. Then we get a turnover, three. Rivers, they drive, try a layup, miss. Rebound comes out of bounds. Mineral area's got it back. Down by 18 with 6 minutes and 20 seconds left to go on AM 800 KREI, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge. Goodwin to inbound it, and Joshua Trent's going to wait to pick it up, save a little bit of time. It's rolled to about the quarter court mark before he grabs it, and Eustace comes out in space to guard him. Bounce pass up top to Montel Goodwin. Goodwin fakes it right, takes it left. Now he's going to try to drive and kick. Far side corner, it's to Norrell. Norrell fakes and then drives. Swings it out right wing. Joshua Trent, awkward looking three. It missed. Just didn't leave the hand right. Eustace with the board and gives off to Jamiro Spain. It's under 6 minutes left to go. I'll give you an idea about Eustace. He is 6'6", but he's got some handles. He can play anywhere. He's strong enough and physical enough to where he could be a center for you, but he handles it well enough to where he could run point for you. Here's a drive down the middle of the floor from Grant. Grant got the ball stripped on his way up, ends up out of bounds, but Elliott Sentence touched it last. It was a good job by Elliott not to foul, actually. He's got four. Also, Javonte Harrell's back in the game with four fouls. Three Rivers with the ball, 9 seconds on the shot clock, leading by 18. Inbound comes in right wing. A pump on the three, then a step to his left from Maritas. He shoots the three, missed it. Mineral area gets away with a foul. Joshua Trent should have been called for that. Would have been three shots for Three Rivers. Instead, the Cardinals have it. Daniel Norrell's got it right wing. Fakes it left, takes it right, got past Eustace, but the help defense has always been there. Kick out far side corner for the deep two. Javonte Harrell, it missed. Poor shooting night continues for Mineral area. Raiders in the front court. Slowing it down, Jamiro Spain. Steps to the gold center circle. Now he's to the top of the key. Drives left side, bounces one to the block for Eustace. Eustace going to back his man down. Montel Goodwin, that's a mismatch. Jump hook good from Eustace. That's just too easy. Montel Goodwin did his best, but Eustace too big, too strong for that matchup to be anywhere close to favorable for Mineral area. And we've got a 20-point ball game, 72-52. Cardinals have come down to Three Rivers, and so far they've taken it on the chin. Montel Goodwin's got a top of the key. The drive, the kick, far side corner. Daniel Norrell, baseline three, nowhere close. Does not catch rim. Three Rivers transition the other way, a three ball, and that is good. These are two very different ball clubs here tonight as Cameron Reedus hits his fourth three-pointer. And I don't think Three Rivers is this much better than Mineral area, but tonight they've been this much better than Mineral area. It's been crazy how good they've been. 75-52. Now the drive and the kick again from Montel Goodwin up top to Javonte Harrell. And then a drive right side from Goodwin. The floater missed. Tip back doesn't go from Sentence. Rebound Three Rivers. And the more positive momentum these guys gain, the more energy they get from their crowd. But then as the Raiders try to bring it up the floor, Montel Goodwin with the steal. He'll take it the length of the floor and lay it up and in. So they get the turnover and the bucket from Montel Goodwin. I don't think the Cardinals are going to quit, but this game has not gone their way, to say the least. 75-54 after that steal and bucket from Goodwin, then a timeout on the floor from the Cardinals. 4:01 left to go in the game, and we'll break for 30 seconds on AM 800 KREI.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Well, a tough night for Mineral Area College as they trail on the road to Three Rivers men's game, 75-54. We're in the final 4 minutes of this one. Raiders with possession of the basketball. Left wing, it's Grant. Grant bounces back to the half court for Cameron Reedus. Reedus over to the left wing for Sendeus. Sendeus bounces it back over the right side of the arc. Now far side corner, Reedus. Inside, down to the right block, they go for Grant. Javonte Harrell punches the ball out of his hands and out of bounds. It stays to the Three Rivers Raiders. And even the Lady Cards got off to a rough start here tonight. They ended up winning. That was a game for about pretty much, I don't know, I'd say three quarters at least, a little bit more, that it was kind of in doubt and that it had no reason to be, as Three Rivers only had seven players. And they were playing Mineral Area very, very tough. Lady Cards eventually pulled away and won the game. That was kind of an early indication of how the night would go, as the men's team has never really been in this game. Ball got knocked out of bounds. They inbound to try a three, but Reedus missed that one. The rebound to Elliott Sentence. Cardinals down 75-54 with 3.5 minutes left. And did he turn it over? He thinks he did. Ball got knocked out of his hands, and they say Grant knocked it out of there. Sentence didn't sell it very well because he was going to get back on defense. And he got the call that time. Problem is, Cardinals are down by 21. A golden ball rolls onto the floor somehow. I guess that was a gift from the cheerleaders to the crowd that accidentally made its way back out on the floor. It's part of a promotion here at the Best Activity Center. A young lady lost it. So they have to get that and throw it back into the crowd, and then it's back to Mineral Area with 3.5 left to go. Yashua Trent, head and shoulder fake the drive, but always being cut off from the basket is Mineral Area on these penetration dribbles. So he brings it outside, gives it off, gets it back, tries the three, and he hits the three, his first three-pointer. That makes it 75-57. Three Rivers, though, just about has it in hand. Well, the Raiders turn it over here, so that might help Mineral Area make a push. Raiders again with a wayward pass, their 17th turnover. It's one thing they've been a little bit free and easy with the basketball, and the Cardinals just have been unable to fully take advantage of that tonight. Well, I won't even say fully, just take advantage of it at all here tonight. So they've gotten their opportunities, but defensively, this Three Rivers team is legit. Into the front court, it's Montel Goodwin coming off of a screen from Giovanni Harrell. He'll drive left side. He had to double pump and put it up and in. Cardinals going on a little bit of a run right now. Goodwin with 9 second-half points and 15 for the game. 75-59, back to within 16 points. Still some time if the Cardinals can hurry up and get back in it, but they just got dunked on the other side. Three Rivers with a good pass down to the left baseline, a drop-step throwdown, and that one's from Dominique Alexander. Alexander with 5 second-half points and 6 for the game. 77-59. Daniel Norrell at the right block, rejected by Dominique Alexander. Then the loose ball comes out to Three Rivers. Alexander and Daniel Norrell get tied up, and they almost get in a little bit of a fight afterwards. 2:24 left to go. I believe they called jump ball, and they did in the point possession going Three Rivers way. 2 minutes and 24 seconds left, and it's Raider basketball up 77-59. Alexander comes off the floor for Three Rivers to a big cheer. Grant is in for him, along with now Reedus, Spain, Eustace, and Pippen. Mineral Area's 5 on the floor. As they make some changes, will be Lamar Morgan, Thompson, Diallo, Jones, and Leros. Looking like Mineral Area has conceded this one to the Raiders in a 7-game winning streak coming to an end. Into the front court, Grant has it with his back to the basket, throws it back to the half court for Reedus. Reedus going to attack, throw it right block, and he's getting it to Pippen. Pippen went up and got rejected by Mark Leros. Then a loose ball foul. Oh, they called Leros on the blow to the head on the block shot. So it puts Pippen at the free throw line. Kavion is 3 for 3 tonight. 2 minutes and 12 seconds left to go. So Three Rivers will be the top seed in the Region 16 tournament in Joplin. And again, not a foregone conclusion that Mineral Area will be the 2 seed. However, it's likely that they would be the 2. Here's the next one, also good. And it's 79-59, back to a 20-point advantage for Three Rivers with 2 minutes and 12 seconds left to go. Jabril Diallo slowly walking the ball into the front court. Cardinals have been doing this to teams all season long, and it comes back on them here tonight, but this will only be the 4th loss for Mineral Area and just the 2nd road loss. Eugene Jones gets stripped. On the break the other side, Jamiro Spain able to finish, and the Raiders are having fun on their home floor. And I don't blame them. They have played well. 5 points in the second half for Jamiro Spain, 11 for the game, so he finds double figures. Darius Thompson going to attack right side. Jump, stop, and draws the contact. Thompson to the free throw line with 100 seconds remaining in this second half. All Three Rivers tonight. Mineral Area made a little bit of a push about midway through the first half. Started hitting some shots. Three Rivers responded and kept Mineral Area in their rear view throughout. Cardinals never led. Thompson at the free throw line, in and out on the first. And, well, the one good thing Cardinals had going for them was they hadn't missed a free throw until just then. First miss. But not getting enough opportunities from the line either, and that's not saying anything about the officiating. That's just good defense by Three Rivers and maybe a lack of aggressiveness a little bit more so than normal for this MAC team. Here's a drive and a spin move right side of the lane from Gabe Grant. Ball knocked out of his possession. They'll call another foul against Mineral Area Morgan. Double bonus free throws coming for the Three Rivers Raiders. Gabe Grant, the shooter, 3-for-3 tonight. Now the Utico Bank player of the game tonight will be a Three Rivers Raider. And we'll have a few players to choose from. Eustace probably being number one on the list. Cameron Reedus was very good tonight. Gabe Grant was pretty good. Kavion Pippen lifted the team off the bench. But you look as far as just total contributions to this game, offensively, defensively, rebounding, scoring, I think Eustace is your man tonight. We'll make that official once this one comes to an end. Free throw good. So Gabe Grant hits them both. That gives them 7 in the second half and 14 for the game. And now the Raiders can put some backups in. They'll bring Eiler back into the game. Zendejas, Eustace, Pippen, and Alexander. So just a couple of backups for them. Cardinals into the front court. They've got Leros, Morgan, Diallo, Thompson, and Jones. Left wing, Morgan up top, Diallo. Diallo gets pickpocketed again. Zendejas with the quick hands. That's been the story of the night. All night long, Cardinals turning it over. So the Raiders, with 1:06 left to go, they control in their front court. Eustace still playing hard. Drives, leaves it underneath. Kavion Pippen to the rim, lays it in. Kavion Pippen with double figures and an 85-63 Rivers lead. Just a pounding tonight for Mineral Area. Disappointing showing on the road. Here's a three from Lamar Morgan. He gets it to go. Lamar has 9 points. Or 8 points. Eight, yeah. And Three Rivers has it on the other side. Here's a drive in and a pass across from block to block as Mineral Area gave up on defense. Alexander with the feed to Pippen. Pippen another lay-in. 87-63. Transition three, Thompson. Got it. Darius Thompson hadn't done a whole lot tonight offensively. Now has 6 points. 27 seconds remaining. 3-second differential. Shot clock to game clock. Three Rivers with possession of the ball. Eiler is going to throw it into the stands. Turnover, Three Rivers. 87-66 with 22.1 remaining. Cardinals are going to, again, see their seven-game winning streak come to an end. They'll fall to 24-4. They've now lost 2 road games. They've lost twice at home as well. The 2 home losses coming from Three Rivers. And one of those Illinois teams, and then the 2 road losses to Southwestern Illinois College. And Three Rivers. I believe the Illinois team was John A. Logan, if memory serves, early in the season. Left wing, it's Jabril Diallo. He'll pull up from the left elbow and get the friendly roll. It's good. Time winding down. 8 seconds remaining. The score 87-68, and that very well could be the final score. Zendejas brings it across the timeline with 3 seconds left. He'll hold the ball. Your final from the Best Activity Center, 87-68. Three Rivers sweeps Mineral Area and earns the top seed in the 2016 Region 16 tournament. Cardinals take just their 4th loss of the season. We're back in 2 minutes with postgame stats and wrap up on AM 800 KRBI.
Did you know that Earth Mother Health Foods, LLC, is owned and operated by our family for 24 years here in Farmington? This is Mary Lee. I would like to thank all of our customers for allowing myself and our well-informed staff to help you live a healthier life the natural way. We have expanded to now 4,000 square feet to include V-Tree Originals, custom tie-dye and art by our daughter, Vicki, the artist. That's Earth Mother Health Foods in downtown Farmington.
Hey, sports fans, this is Bill Best, your American Family Insurance agent. Everyone enjoys watching their favorite team make the big plays. We here at Bill Best Insurance are committed to making the plays for our customers. American Family Insurance has built its reputation on quality service and a broad range of products, such as homeowners, auto, business, health, and life insurance. That's why we ensure an enduring commitment to personal service. Join the winning team at Bill Best Insurance, your American Family Insurance agent.
See Bill Best, your American Family Insurance agent in Park Hills.
At Numera Bank, we really do want to make your life easier. We designed our new app with you in mind. We have heard your requests and added the ability to deposit checks from your phone or tablet. With our updated app, you can also transfer money, check current balances, or view your statements right from your phone. Just download our app today to get started. For more information, visit our branches in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, or Bon Terre, or visit us at www.numerabank.com. Numera Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
Well, a raucous crowd tonight, which was about 80 to 85% Three Rivers fans, as to be expected. Mineral Area had a good contingency, too. But the Three Rivers fans saw their team put on a dominating performance this evening. Final score 87 to 68 to not only earn the season sweep over arch rival Mineral Area College, but also earn the top seed in the Region 16 tournament. The Raiders close out Region 16 play at 6-2 inside the region. Mineral Area has one more game left. They're 5-2. One more region game left. They're 5-2 in the region, and even if they win against State Fair, it puts them at 6-2, but they would lose the tiebreaker to Three Rivers because of the head-to-head losses. So congratulations to the Raiders. They earned it tonight. There was no doubt they were the better team this evening, and maybe for Mineral Area, they'll get one more shot at the Raiders if they can meet up in the Region 16 tournament against them if the seeds hold out. So we'll see what happens there moving forward. Again, the Region 16 tournament coming up at the end of the month in Joplin. Right now, though, let's name our Unico Bank player of the game. And I said we'd probably go with Eustace, and we will, but we got to go co-players of the game for the Raiders because Cameron Redis, his stats, can't really overlook them. He had 4 3-pointers, 20 points, led all scores with those 20. Eustace ended up with 18 points, and he, I believe he had a double-double. I'll double-check that here in just a moment. He had 11 rebounds, so yeah, he did end up with the double-double. So we're going to go co-players of the game there. Another double-figure rebounder was Dominique Alexander. He had 11 tonight as well. Didn't get the double-double, though. He ended up with 6 points. So your co-players of the game, Cameron Redis and Eustace Fermanovicius, they combined for 38 points and 20 rebounds. Unico Bank cares about you like family. Unico Bank banking with people like you. Other scores for Three Rivers, they had five in double figures. 14 for Gabe Grant, 11 for Jamiro Spain, and 15 for Kavion Pippen. And then 6 points for Dominique Alexander, 2 points for Terrence Parker, and 1 point for Sundeus Miller. Mineral Area was able to get 3 in double figures tonight. 15 points for Montel Goodwin. He led the way. 12 points for Joshua Trent, and 13 points for Kellyon Williams. 2 points for Daniel Norrell, and no field goals. That kind of tells the story. Also, Giovanni Harrell held scoreless. Now, they both got in foul trouble, but shots were not falling for Daniel Norrell on the outside. Elliot Sentence with 3. Darius Thompson with 6. Jabril Diallo with 6. 3 points for Eugene Jones and 8 points for Lamar Morgan. We hope to talk with Luke Streggy, get his thoughts on a disappointing loss. Just the fourth time we'll have to do a losing post-game interview with Luke Streggy this season. So we'll wait for him to come out before we sign it off here tonight. But we will take a closer look at just how Mineral Area fell in this ball game, as they shot 37% from inside the arc, 29% from outside the arc, and was pretty good from the free throw line. Overall, ended up 86% at 13 of 15. You look at Daniel Norrell specifically, who was 0 for 5 from the floor, 0 for 4 from three-point land, and Elliot Sentence, their other good three-point shooter, was 1 for 5 from the floor and 1 for 2 from three-point land. What limited his volume of shots was the fact that he wasn't on the floor because of foul trouble. You can pretty well say the same thing about Daniel Norrell, too. Joshua Trent, 5 of 12 from the floor. Montel Goodwin, 1 of 6 from 3 and 6 of 14 from the floor. And Lamar Morgan, 3 of 9 from the floor and 1 of 5 from beyond the arc. In the first half, Mineral Area shot 4 of 15 from 3. In the second half, they were 9 of 31 for 3. Three Rivers on the other side for the game, 64% inside the arc at 22 of 34, 25% outside the arc, but they didn't need to take a whole lot of threes. They were 5 of 20. and then 28 of 37 from the free throw line. You look at that free throw discrepancy, and that's big too. 37 free throws for Three Rivers, 15 free throw attempts for Mineral Area College, and I really don't think that's any kind of knock on the officiating. I think Three Rivers did a great job defensively in this ball game, and Mineral Area just could not attack the basket. A lot of blocks on help defenders coming over. Three Rivers rotated extremely well on the defensive side of the floor. Mineral Area was just stifled in this game. Mineral Area outscored in the first half 41-32 and outscored in the second half 46-36. The largest lead was 25 points at 85-60, and it ended up being a 19-point game at 87-68. Three Rivers got 28 points from the free throw line. Mineral Area got 13. Mineral Area got more points off turnovers at 25-13, but they could have gotten a lot more. Total rebounds, Three Rivers doubled them up, 44-22. That's tough. You knew you weren't going to win that battle, but I think that margin needs to be a little bit closer. 3-point points, Mineral Area had, I mean, they must have won that battle because of the volume of shots they had to take, 27-15, but the percentage wasn't there. Second chance points, Three Rivers won that battle easily, 11-5. That comes along with all those rebounds that they got. And then points off the bench, Mineral Area got 36. The bench was more productive than the starters were tonight, 36-18 in favor of the Mineral Area College bench over Three Rivers' bench. And that's going to do it for Owen. Then the points in the paint stat as well. Three Rivers over Mac there, 16-10. Luke Streggy's making his way over now, so we'll get his thoughts quickly on this one. 87-68, the final score. The Raiders clinched the top seed in the Region 16 tournament, now 22-6 and 6-2 inside region play. Mineral Area falls to 24-4 and 5-2 inside the region. Coach Streggy is with us now. And, Coach, Mama said there'd be days like this, just a tough game in which not much went right.
Yeah, we did not handle this very well, and that starts with me. I did not have them ready for this level of basketball game, and that's my fault.
When you say that, do you mean just the intensity of the game and the way it flowed tonight?
Or? Yeah, just we didn't rebound it well, right?
Right.
We turned it over. We didn't execute at all. Because we were just so revved up, and you know, we had a 10-day layoff, which was a long time. So we had nothing for 10 days but to watch Three Rivers and work on some things, and then having 10 days off, I think, like, this game, which I understand it's a big game, it's a Mac Three Rivers game, okay? But, like, it didn't really mean anything other than who was the one and who was the two in the region. It doesn't mean anything about the conference championship, which we hang a banner up. It doesn't say anything about the region championship because that's a tournament in 2 weeks. So this was just one game. But with a 10-day layoff, I think, like, we just got so revved up. And because of that, we just could not even run a play. I mean, and that starts with me. I just that was my first time going through a 10-day layoff. At the end of the year, and I just maybe I focused too much on one game. We should work more on ourselves. I don't know. But I didn't have them ready, and that falls on me. And we just had a little talk about accountability and things like that. And when I walked in there, I heard two sophomores actually taking some, you know, being accountable for mistakes that they made. Daniel, I heard him, and I heard Yashua. And it's like when we call a timeout and they get to refocus and they figure things out, we have a really bright team. So, you know, just in those 2 minutes at the end of the game where they got to just sit and relax and think for a second, they kind of figured it out. And then when I walked in, I heard them saying some really good things about, you know, being accountable for things that we did, because we've got sophomores that are smart. And I just didn't have them ready, I think. Or maybe I don't know, too much. We just couldn't even run a play.
Elliott and Daniel were a combined 1-for-10 from the floor tonight, and a lot of that had to do, well, I mean, they were missing shots, but then they didn't get to take a good volume of shots because they flat out just weren't on the floor. How much did early foul trouble hurt you in this game, not having those guys early?
It did hurt us because we had to run these, like, just lineups that we're not used to run it. So then, you know, we've got 120 things that we can run. With the lineups we had on the floor, we were down to about six. Because we had guys playing out of position. But, like, why did those fouls happen? We just were out of control early. There was a lot of just silly stupid touch fouls, which they're supposed to call. It's not on the officials. That it was our fault. And we just put ourselves in bad position. And just for example, like Eugene Jones today was just a little too hyped up, so he picked up some fouls. Elliott was the same way. Both those guys played the same position. They both had three fouls at half, so we had to play Darius Thompson at the four spot, which he hasn't played ever. And we just had to do some different things. So the fouls did come into play, but that had nothing to do with the final. I mean, we lost by 20. This is we're going to turn this into a positive. We're going to come out on Thursday and be a much better team. We're going to get a lot better on Monday by watching this film. We're going to get a lot better. And that's going to really help us in 2 weeks to get ready for the tournament when things get sped up again because everything is on the line. And hopefully this atmosphere, this game, helps us in 2 weeks to just be ready and be able to take a breath and execute and do some things that we do well. We did none of those things well today. We didn't shoot it well, which we always do. We didn't value the basketball, which we always do. We didn't execute, which we always do. We just were a different team today, and we've got to find a way to flip that around and turn that into a great thing and get ready for 2 weeks.
The fouls, you know, they got 15 more points from the free throw line than you did, and I think you kind of touched on it there. It was more, I guess, on your team being out of position than I thought.
Yeah.
Just being on the road and not getting calls tonight.
It had nothing to do with the officials tonight. Yeah. I mean, it was all
I
us.
Agree.
You know, they called fouls, and when they called fouls, they were fouls. So we're not complaining about the officials at all, okay? They did a great job. It was all us, okay? It was all us. We're real big on accountability. And now it was Three Rivers playing one heck of a basketball game and just being a lot tougher than we are. But – we're not coming out with any excuses. It wasn't about the fouls. They shot more free throws. We didn't make shots. We didn't play well. And they played really well. And that's what happens when you're on the road in this region.
When it comes to rebounding, you know, they out-rebounded you by 9 the first time you played them. But tonight they had twice as many rebounds as you did. But, you know, as a small team, I think you probably expect to be out-rebounded most nights.
Yes.
But do you have a goal as to how, you know, how close you get in the rebound department when you're going up against teams, especially a big team like, you know, Three Rivers? That's, you know, that's kind of their forte.
Yeah, we don't. Because a lot of the rebounding numbers come from, do we make shots? Because now they had 12 offensive rebounds. But, all right, so a big disparity in the rebound margin kind of goes back to we shot 9 for 31 from 3. We shot 37% on the game or something like that. So, or maybe less than that. So, like, it's not, listen, we're small. We are who we are, okay? We're going to get rebounded every single night, so we have to do the things that we do well. And they happen to be a very good rebounding team. We're a very poor rebounding team. But usually the other things that we do well can make up for giving 3-4 offensive rebounds and tonight it was just a lot.
Well, you get, I guess you get one more home game coming up next week.
Yeah.
That's going to be big. I'm guessing sophomore night, correct?
Yeah, huge game. I love my 5 sophomores. Just love them. Like, wow, what a great group of kids. And that's their last night in front of their home crowd. It's a special day, and I can't wait. Like, I'm really excited for it. Everything that we've wanted from the beginning of the season is still there for us. We can still win the conference. We can still win the region. This is just a game. But this shows that tonight we're just not there yet. Like, this is actually a positive thing that we're going to use to get better. And then when I walked in the locker room, it wasn't pointing fingers, it wasn't this and that. I heard players like being accountable, which we've been trying to teach them all year. So that's a real positive. And we've got a great group, and that starts with our 5 sophomores. From the second that they stepped on campus, all coming from other places, they have totally been about the team and given up of themselves. Like, they just want to win games. And I love those 5 kids, and I just can't I'm going to be so sad when they're gone, but I just want it to be a special night for them because they've earned it. They don't deserve it. They've earned it.
Hopefully it'll be a while before they're gone. And as far as the opponent goes, St. Louis, they're a team that played you pretty tough at their place back, I think it was the last game of the first semester, so a long time ago. And I don't know if you've been able to keep up with their progress since then or not.
Saw them this week. I went up and watched them this week.
And, how do they look?
So they're really well coached, which we saw. They're very small, so they're opposite of this team. They're kind of like us. You know, they play smaller, and they're skilled, and they shoot a lot of threes. And when shots go in for them, they're very good. And then Coach Collins just coaches the heck out of them. So when you take away one thing, they do something else. And so it's one of those games where we have to play really well and get back to doing our things. But you know what? I know this group really well, and this group will respond. And you're going to see some great things on Thursday because those five sophomores will lead us here in these next 4 days or whatever we have to get ready. And I just know those kids, their character will come, you know, will come to the top, and they will play really, really well here Thursday in front of their fans.
Good luck on Thursday, Coach.
Thank you.
Luke Strege here on KREI. Final score in this one, it was Three Rivers 87, Mineral Area College 68. And the Three Rivers Raiders with five and double figures, including co-players of the game Cameron Redis and Eustace Fermanovicius. Vicious. They combined for 38 points here tonight, and 20 rebounds between those two guys. Other double-figure scores were Gabe Grant with 14, Jamario Spain with 11, and Kavion Pippen with 15 points. Mineral Area with 3 in double figures, Montel Goodwin with 15, 13 for Kellyon Williams, and 12 points from Yashua Trent. Cardinals will fall for the fourth time this season, 24-4, just the second region loss for the Cardinals, now at 5-2. But Three Rivers, with that win, clinches the top seed in the Region 16 tournament. Now, Coach Strege is correct. You don't get a banner for winning the top seed in the tournament. You get the banner for winning the tournament. So the Cardinals still have a chance at the region championship when the tournament comes around. They just won't be the top seed. Three Rivers, though, they put out an outstanding performance tonight, and they earned this win. Now 22-6, and again 6-2 in the region. At the end of the first quarter, over on J98, looks like that's a defensive struggle between Central and Farmington, 4-3 at the end of one for the MAAA Conference Tournament Championship there. So still time to catch that one over on the FM side, J98 the boot. We want to say thank you to Christian Cooper back at the station, engineering and operating tonight, doing a good job through some treacherous waters there in that first half of this men's game. Thanks to Luke Strege for the postgame thoughts, Gary Cuck and Todd Cuck from the women's game. They won earlier tonight 70-55. We saw that Crowder defeated Jefferson College earlier today in women's basketball. So Crowder gets to 4-4 in region play. And the final score in that contest, 86-77. Also, we know the final score from the Moberly State Fair ball game, both men and women. And, well, we don't know exactly what the final score was, but we know Moberly won and won big. Moberly scored 92, and State Fair, there was some confusion. It was either 69-70 or 71. So about a 20-plus point victory for the Moberly Greyhounds there. And that coming after the State Fair women had beaten Moberly 77-67. That prevents Mineral Area's women from clinching the top seed in the Region 16 tournament. And that game next Saturday between the Lady Cards and the State Fair Roadrunners going to be for the top seed. Mineral Area College splits at Three Rivers tonight. With that, it's about time to sign off. We'll have the broadcast next week of the Mineral Area College, the men's team, taking on St. Louis on Thursday and then State Fair on Saturday. So the St. Louis game's in Park Hill, 7 o'clock tip-off, and then the State Fair game, 7:30 tip-off next Saturday. So we'll have both of those games for you on regional radio. As for the women's teams, they also play a couple of games next week. Big State Fair game is, of course, the most noteworthy on Saturday of next week, and then the other game, it will be sophomore night as Washington University's JV comes to town. That'll be on Tuesday in Park Hills, and we'll have the call for that one as well. It's been fun from Three Rivers. We appreciate you tuning in. We'll talk to you on Tuesday when the ladies take on WashU JV for a 7:30 tip time, 7:20 pregame show right back here on AM 800 KREI. Until then, I'm Glenn Johnson for Regional Radio Sports. Have a great night.